The Enchanting World of Hinge and Bracket. Nestling in the picturesque village of Stacton Trestled is Utopia Limited, the home of Dame Hilda Brackett and her lifelong companion, Dr. Evadne Hinge, Doctor of Music, of course. Today they are having an early breakfast, 11:15. But the doctor seems to be unusually subdued.
You're very quiet this morning, Evadne. Very quiet. Oh, very quiet indeed. I don't think I've ever known you as quiet as this, dear. Well, not since the last time you were quiet. Can I tempt you with some prunes, dear? Oh, you are quiet this morning, dear. Well, come on, dear. What's upset you?
Nothing.
Oh, yes, there has. I know you of old, dear. Pass me the butter, will you? Now, come along. Let's get to the bottom of it. And the thick-cut marmalade, if you don't mind, dear. You can't bottle it up all day. Now, come along. Get it out of your system. Otherwise, it'll all turn sour inside you. Could I have the cream, dear? Now, come along. It is about tonight's concert, isn't it?
You know perfectly well it is, Hilda.
But I don't, dear. No, I'm sorry. I don't know at all. Pass me a slice of toast, dear. Well, come along now. What have I done wrong?
What haven't you done wrong?
Oh, it's as bad as that, is it?
I could possibly overlook the fact that your name is in capital letters on the front of the program.
Oh, that's nothing to do with me at all. That was the typewriter, dear. That lever keeps sticking. You know, the capital letter lever.
It never seems to stick when you type my name. Anyway, as I say, I could possibly excuse that, but I can under no circumstance excuse item number 5 on the program.
Item number 5? Well, let me look, dear. Piano solo by Dr. Hinge. Liszt's Hungarian Rhapsody.
Exactly.
Well, what do you mean exactly? Don't you want to do it?
Of course I want to do it, Hilda. It's my favorite.
Well, I know that, dear. That's why I put it down. Pass me that clean knife, will you, dear? But I can't see why you should get upset about Liszt's old Hungarian Rhapsody. No, that one's got jam on it. You play it so well, dear. That's the one, thank you. I mean, I had no hesitation when I came to item number 5. I thought straight away, Liszt's Hungarian Rhapsody.
And that's just the point.
What point, dear? I'm completely lost.
You never asked me.
Asked you what, dear?
Asked me whether or not I wanted to do it.
But you just said that you do want to do it.
I know I did. I do want to do it. And I'm going to do it. It's just that I was never consulted as to whether I might not want to do it if I felt I might not want to do it.
Well, I'm looking forward to you doing it, dear. It was an assumption on my part, and I apologize.
Apology accepted. And yes, I will have more prunes.
Certainly, dear.
Have you read Gilbert's card? Came this morning, dear.
Oh, lovely.
He's in Bridlington, you know.
Oh, dear Gil, is it a view of the harbour?
No, dear, it's not that kind of card.
Oh, let me see it. Oh. Oh. I don't understand it, dear.
No, neither do I.
Well, I don't think we should show it to Maud, though, it, just in case it's rude.
Oh. We're not having the dubious pleasure of her company today, are we?
Who, dear?
Maud.
Now, dear, there's no need to be like that. She's a great help to us with our little concerts and helping with the catering and so forth.
And how many wine glasses did she break last time?
Yes, I know, dear, but her heart is in the right place, you know.
And I'm not rehearsing that duet when she's here, breathing down my neck and turning the music over 2 pages at a time.
Well, that gives us about 5 minutes because she's bringing the shopping at 11:30. Tom's dropping her off on his motorbike.
Right then. Well, let's have a quick run through before she arrives.
Well, come on then. Now bring your prunes with you. Let me open the door, dear. We don't want prune juice on the hall carpet. Ooh, it's a bit chilly in here. We better ask Maud to light a fire as soon as she comes. Oh, look at poor Milton. Feathers all ruffled.
Mm.
Ooh, the pretty boy then. Oh, you're very quiet this morning, Milton. Very quiet indeed. Have a prune. Oh, He's not saying anything, dear.
Mm-hmm. He's probably saving it for the middle of the Hungarian Rhapsody, dear. The last time we had a concert, he ruined my Appassionata.
Oh, well, all right, dear. Let's get on. Now, are you going straight in, or do you want me to warm up to it with a couple of cadenzas?
Straight in, I think, dear.
All right, well, off we go, then.
So good to him, and say to him, with compliments I want to communicate to you, good day to you, and that's what you could say. Your son is not to sanctify your cut, and you can logically bow to you, ha-ha to you, and that's what you can say. I was the ideal of a morbid young ascetical, with a inspiration, what a garlic epiretical, till you come to me out in your facility, and then, good day to you, good day to you, and that's what you could say. Sing bow to you, ha-ha to you, and that's what you could say.
Maud's arriving.
Huh? Now, just look at her on the back of that motorcycle, dear. She looks ridiculous.
Yes, I do wish she'd sit in the sidecar. She's not built to straddle. Well, we'll let her in through the French windows. This way, Maud. We're in here, dear.
Straight across the flower bed, dear. There's two delphiniums and an aster gone.
Oh, poor thing. She's probably forgotten her glasses. Come in, dear.
Oh, what a terrible time I've had. Oh, I'm sorry I'm late, Dame Hilda. My sprouts has been all over the ice tree. The button fell out of my carrier bag, see? And I couldn't get any potted shrimp, so I got half a pound of custard creams instead.
Oh, lovely, dear.
It was 4p off the washing up liquid, but I didn't bother, because I got you 6 last week. Oh, by the way, you'll find some of the eggs is broken. Tom went over a pothole, see? Oh, I should have sat in the sidecar with the eggs, and my fate's no better.
Well, never mind, Mort. Oh, yes, all 2 dozen of them. Scrambled eggs for supper, dear. Oh, dear, you seem to have opened the jar of pickled onions as well, Maud. What a pity you put it in the same bag as the chocolate cake. And the soap flakes. Never mind, dear, it could be worse.
Doctor's very quiet this morning. Very quiet indeed.
Words fail me.
Yes, well, I've noticed that. That's why I said you're very quiet this morning. Oh, and by the way, I dropped the butter.
Oh, well, never mind, dear. It would be wrapped up.
Well, it were, but Tom ran over it with his front wheel.
Oh, dear.
And then I trod on it. Now I'll have to wash my slippers.
Well, never mind, Maud. You can carry on the good work by lighting a fire in here, if you would, dear.
Well, as long as our insurance is paid up.
Well, I'd better go down to the cellar for some coal, then. I won't be long.
Well, do be careful going down the cellar steps in those buttered slippers, Maud. We couldn't manage without you, you know.
You could try.
Oh, I got a brand new combine, Arthur. I get you the
cake. Oh, Hilda, she's hopeless.
Yes, yes, well, I think we ought to be getting on. Tempest fugit and all that. We don't want to be rushing about at the last minute.
Yes, because you've got all the shopping to do again, haven't you?
Thanks to Maud.
Do stand still, dear. I can't pin this hem if you fidget.
Sorry, dear. Ooh. Oh,
was that your leg, dear?
Well, don't worry. I've got another one.
There we are. Hilda.
Yes, dear?
Can you smell something?
Well, only mothballs, dear.
No? No. Smells like burning.
Well, from next door's garden.
No, I don't think so. A sort of smoky smell.
Well, come on, then. Let's investigate.
Oh, Hilda, there's smoke pouring out of the drawing room door. Oh, my piano.
Well, never mind your piano, dear. What about Middleton?
It's the silly chimney that's smoking again. I knew we shouldn't have had that sweep that Maud recommended.
Well, open the window, dear. Oh, Milton, where are you, boy? Oh, evidently, look. He's laid out on the bottom of his cage.
Hmm?
Oh, I think he's dead.
Bring him to the window, dear.
Oh, now here you are. Come along, dear. Give him the kiss of life.
I'm not giving him the kiss of life. He's your budgie.
Yes, I know, dear, but you've got a smaller mouth than I have. Oh, come on, Evadne. Blow up his nose or something.
Very well.
No, not as fast as that, dear. You'll inflate him.
Oh. Do it yourself.
Oh, come on, Milton. Breathe for Mummy. Oh, look, Evadne. Look. His little chest going up and down.
Oh, thank goodness for that. Well, now that we've saved Milton, let's try and remove the soot and smoke from the room. Otherwise, you'll have to give a kiss of life to the audience.
Ah, Dorothy, how nice to see you, dear. Do come in. Oh, you've brought a new friend, as usual. Mrs. Oh, Miss Foster. Yes, it would be. Well, I'm Dame Hilda Brackett, dear. How do you do? Do sit down.
And I'm Dr. Hinge.
Well, of course you are, dear. Yes, this is Dr. Hinge, my lifelong companion.
Whom you sometimes overlook, dear.
Yes. Oh, Vicar and Mrs. Smollett. Oh, how kind of you. Ooh, homemade sausage rolls, are they? Oh, they're chocolate eclairs. Yes, of course they are. Oh, you must let me have the recipe. If there is one. Oh, I wouldn't sit near the potted palm, Vicar. The green fly get everywhere. Oh, I see you. You like the feel of that wicker chair. Yes, I know what you mean.
Oh, there's someone else just come in there. Doris.
Oh, yes. Now you all know Doris, our village midwife.
A very appropriate late arrival, dear.
Yes, very good. Yes, I like that. Wish I thought of it. Sit down, Doris. Should I boil you some water, dear? Well, now, before we embark upon another of our musical soirees, I must apologize for the absence of a fire and the rather smoky atmosphere.
Yes, we seem to have proved there can be smoke without fire, you see.
Most amusing, dear, yes. Now, you see, our dear friend Maud, well, now, she did light a fire, but due to a recalcitrant chimney, we had the choice of putting out the fire or doing an Al Jolson medley. You know, the black face, the minstrel chappie. Yes, well, yes. We would like to sing a lovely piece for you from the finale of Act One of The Gondoliers by Gilbert and Sullivan. And this is a quartet arranged for two voices, entitled, Oh, 'Tis a Glorious Thing, I Ween, to Be a Regular Royal Queen.
And you see, I've got one coming up in a minute.
God moves in a mysterious way. I wonder where it is, where the pebble.
I wonder.
I rather think she should always be the glorious thing I wish to be a regular royal queen. No half and half a fair, I mean no half and half a fair. But I right, am regular royal queen.
She didn't sing, dear.
No, she played a very good banjo.
And in the socks, a beautiful frock. And as much as you want to.
is
Hilda, what's Maud doing?
What?
Oh!
It's been enough of cucumber. I had to use fish paste, and this bread's too fresh. So I had to cut it a bit thick. I would have used yesterday's, but you used yesterday's this morning. It would have been all right tomorrow, this bread. And the sink's been and got blocked up.
Oh, is it? And what's blocking up the sink? The lost cucumber?
Oh, pickled onions.
Pickled onions in the sink,
dear? Well, they were washing the chocolate cake off them.
Maud, you were supposed to bring the refreshments at the interval.
Well, I'll admit the interval now.
Well, no, dear, we've hardly done anything.
Well, I've been very busy. I had to clean all that jam off the kitchen floor as well.
What jam?
Well, the jam I dropped when the milk boiled over. Anyway, I shoveled everything up and put it in the bin with a broken plate. Oh, I've just remembered where the cucumber is.
Well, why don't you go and get it?
And come back at the interval, dear. Right. But don't blame me if they sandwiches dry up.
Just as long as you do, dear.
Yes, well, I must apologize for that little contretemps, but on with the show. Oh, what was that?
I think it's Maud doing an encore, dear.
This piece we are going to sing for you now is a lovely duet for two voices. And this comes from Act Two of Patience by Gilbert and Sullivan. And first of all, we meet Lady Jane, an elderly spinster.
An elderly, ugly spinster.
I think that remark was a little uncalled for, dear.
I quote the libretto, of course.
Of course. Played by myself. Without the aid of makeup, but very clever lighting. And she's joined by Reginald Bunthorne,
a fleshly poet, correct?
So go to him and say to him, we've got him in by war, the good came to you, good day to you, and that's what you could say. Your son is much to think if I don't have to choose a song, it will leave out you, ha ha.
Well, I hope you enjoyed the refreshments. I'm sorry the interval was so late, but you see, Maud had to go to the village hall to replace the crockery she borrowed from the scout hut, which unfortunately fell out of Tom's sidecar when she was bringing back to replace the... Well, you know what I mean, Emily.
Hilda, I think we should get on, you know. It's 6:20.
Yes, yes, dear. Well, now, before we enter the final musical piece, as it were... Oh, yes, yes. Good night, Mrs. Penguin Flitch. Thank you for coming, dear. Yes. We have been asked to make one or two announcements. First of all, the results of last Saturday's garden fete held in the Vicarage Garden. A lovely place for it. And what a tremendous success it turned out to be, despite the sudden downfall and the lightning striking the maypole, of course.
And, of course, our thanks to Mrs. Smollett for donating a homemade fruitcake to be raffled. And this was won by Mrs. Collins, who took it home for her tea. Now, Mrs. Collins had intended being here tonight, but the nurse said she needs a few more days' rest.
And the darts competition was won by our local blacksmith. Well done, Brian. Those knights in the Red Lion weren't wasted, were they, dear? Or so the barmaid informs me.
Now, the ladies in charge of the tea tent raised a magnificent £54.75. Bravo. Now, I understand this could have been much more, but someone stole the tea bag.
The tea bag. Another one of your witticisms, dear. Yes. Now, the competition to guess the name of the doll. Now, this proved very popular indeed. And the winner was Sexton Twiddle, who correctly guessed that the name of the doll was Isabella Caterina Francesca Dolores Fatima Melissa Bertha Constance Angela Fortescue Spive. Well done, Sexton, dear. Yes, an excellent guess. Oh, and please convey our thanks to your wife, Gudrun, for running the competition. And now, altogether, the sum of £362 was raised. Isn't that wonderful? And presented to the curate. And he put it all very safely in his little tin box. and he said he would go ahead with renovating the church hall directly he returns from his holiday in Bermuda. your turn, dear. The bells. Pardon? The bells. Irving. Henry Irving.
Oh,
dear,
yes. Now, next week's county bell ringing championship is causing a lot of excitement. Our team are rehearsing most evenings, as we're all aware.
And our captain, Cyril Garside, is looking forward with anticipation to demonstrating his triple bob major.
Yes, well, he hasn't rung the bell for several years, to my knowledge.
And finally, I have been asked to mention the next bring and buy sale, which is Saturday week. So if any of you have anything you wish to get rid of...
Well, we could put Maud on the white elephant stall.
Well, that's a bit unkind, dear. Well, now, I think that's all.
Oh, haven't you forgotten something?
No, I don't think so, dear.
The wedding.
Oh, yes. Oh, clumsy of me, yes. Oh, great excitement, yes. We've just heard that Mrs. Blenkiron's lovely daughter, Marigold, sweet girl, she's to marry Mr. Henry Craythorne, you know, the well-known collector of antiques. And I'm sure that you all remember dear Marigold selling kisses at her mother's garden party last year.
Yes, she ran at a loss, didn't she, dear?
Yes, well, now, on with the show. What we would like to finish off with for you is a lovely piece by Rossini. Now, perhaps you'd like to introduce it, would you, dear?
Certainly, dear. The title of the song, of course, in the original Italian,
of course, Duetto Buffo di Due Gatti. Now, for those of you whose knowledge of Italian is little more than Esti Spumenti, translated, that simply means the cat duet. Now, in this, Dr. Hinge will be recreating for you one of her best loved and famous roles, that of a Ginger Thomas. Also a doctor. And myself, I shall be singing for you the role of a fluffy white Persian kitten. And the scene is a garden wall at moonlight when the two cats meet.
What's it now?
Catch me. Oh, never mind, dear.
The cat duet.
By Rossini.
I said that.
In their enchanting world, Hinge and Brackett were joined by the bewitching Daphne Hurd as Maud. The script was written by the delightful Laurie Kinsley and charming Ron McDonald, and the program was produced in fragrant Manchester by the delicate Mike Craig and dashing James Casey.